Tune in to this week's DevOps for Mobile Developers, where we show you how to take your app, put it onto the devices, and then put it into the app stores. Welcome back, everyone, to another installment of DevOps for Mobile Developers. I'm James Montemagno.
I'm Abel.
Oh, my goodness, Abel, we've come
such a long way.
We have. We have signed our application. We've built our application. We've tested our application. And what's the last step?
We need to distribute it. We need to get this to the App Store.
That is correct.
All right.
Now, how would you normally do this in your CI/CD pipeline for like web apps that you've done in the past?
There's no App Store, right? So it's much easier. You built, you have your bits. My release, I'm going to grab those bits and I'm going to push it onto a web server, or I'll push it into App Service and up in Azure or something like that.
Yeah.
Really, it's just a bunch of copying files around.
That is correct.
Well,
finished, done.
A little bit more difficult with mobile, huh?
It's a little bit more difficult on mobile, and I'll tell you why, because when you think of, I've given you my app to test, like, it's not in the App Store yet even, maybe, right? Like a dev, you know, environment.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you push new files to that dev environment, when you refresh the page, it's new.
Mm-hmm.
When you open up the app for the next time, it's the same app, right?
Right.
So you have to worry about updates to your kind of dev and QA applications. And then, of course, you need to push that out to the App Store. And then now you're going to multiple app stores.
Yeah.
And doing that in a consistent way can be very tricky.
Sure.
So we've talked about the signing certificates. Mm-hmm. And we talked about earlier, we'll link to that episode, iOS has certain signing certificates as well.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the first part I want to get into is just, how do I give you my app?
A good question.
Yeah.
Like, how do you get it onto my device?
Yeah. And that's where it starts, and that's where App Center comes in.
Okay.
So we've built our application, we've done our tests, and now we get into the sort of release pipeline, right?
Mm-hmm.
So App Center, what's really cool about it is Android's actually really easy, of course. That's an ongoing theme that you might be seeing here.
Right.
I can just email you this APK, and you could open it. As long as you say it's trusted, it will install on your device.
Yeah.
Now, the Android operating system really gives you the control.
Mm-hmm.
Apple, not so much.
They control it.
They control it. And additionally, serving those files is also very tricky.
Okay.
So normally you would think like, oh, I could give them a URL where they could download on their Apple device and install it. Doing that on iOS, you can do it yourself, but you have web servers and config files and authority files. And what App Center has done is they say, hey, give us your app. We will allow you to create groups, distribution groups. We can set it up. We'll give them a nice web page. We'll walk them through install. And we'll even provide a cross-platform SDK for any of the different operating systems and languages that will allow you to pop up notifications that a new build is available. And we'll streamline everything for you.
Nice.
Yeah, really cool. So let's go in and build a release pipeline.
Okay.
Right? All right. So I'm going to create a brand new release pipeline from scratch.
Okay.
So we got that from pipelines. We were in builds previously. And now I have releases.
Okay.
So we'll do new release pipeline. All right. Now, there are a bunch of these. These probably look familiar. Websites, app services.
Sure.
You know, you got the IISs and the automated tests and everything. I just do empty.
Okay.
Empty. Just done. So let's just do Android dev.
Okay.
You know, just going to submit this off to my developers. And that's my first stage of this thing. So we're going to add an artifact.
Okay.
Now, how do you describe artifacts? Because it's a weird word.
Those are the build artifacts, right? So these are everything that we get from our build pipelines.
Yeah. So that would be our APK and our IPA.
Yes.
For them. So here we're going to have our build sources, and we've been using this one, our CI cycle here.
Okay.
And we'll just say add. So boom, they're linked up.
Perfect.
Optionally here, little continuous integration and delivery.
Nice.
Why not?
Sure.
Now, what this does is every time a successful build happen, it kicks off the cycle.
Yep.
So I don't have to do it manually. So here,
I like that too,
yeah. Now, there's some cool things in here like preconditions, post conditions, and I'll get into those in a second, but I always want this first thing to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And that little lightning bolt that looks so scary, that means it's going to do it automatically for me.
Perfect.
So I'm going to create a task here. Now, everything is built in to Azure DevOps that I'm going to show you.
Okay.
So over here, when I say add a new task, this looks exactly like
the build engine.
Exactly the build engine. I think they're probably exactly the same.
They actually are.
Yeah, which is pretty cool. So I'm going to type in App Center
yeah.
Over here. And I do a distribution first. So there's test, which we saw earlier. You could test.
We did. Okay, yeah.
You could test from here as maybe your first step if you didn't want that to be part of your build.
Yeah.
But distribute is the next step here.
Okay.
So now, just like before, we were building and distributing, or testing our application. We want to distribute it. So we have our service connection.
Okay.
Set that up earlier. You can always create a new one, which is going to allow us to communicate with App Center via the API.
Okay.
And then what we need to do is specify an app slug.
Okay.
Now this app slug is like my identifier, and it's really nice up here. It tells you exactly what it is. It's username plus app identifier.
Cool.
So here, we're going to go into our Android app, and we're going to copy this slug up here over into our release pipeline. Boop. Delete apps, done.
Cool.
Binary, that's our APK. I love this browser window where I can just literally come in and say, here it is.
Yep.
That's cool. Now, I also like inside of here, though, if this thing ever changes, you could do something like, you know, star, star. And then it'll look in all the subdirectories.
Oh, nice. Yep.
So that way it's not 100% hard-coded, but you could leave it hard-coded.
Sure.
Now, I love this feature, release notes.
Nice.
Now, we're just going to say dev release from Azure DevOps. But what I like is you can even specify in a file that maybe you've uploaded to here, or maybe it's part of your a repo, and you've put that in the drop folder.
Yeah.
You can be right there.
Nice.
Now, you can also require users to update to this release. And if you have the App Center SDK installed, the next time the user launches it, it will force them to install it.
Got it.
We're going to leave it off for now.
Okay.
Now, we get a little bit more finite in here, such as the groups. And over inside of here, we have distribute. And by default, every app has a collaborator's default group. So this is me. You can also create your own distribution groups. So I could add, you know, internal or QA in here. I can add people by email, or I can even do a public, which is cool. We're going to do just default myself. This is the dev build.
What does the public do?
Oh, great, 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 great. So what this does is you can do a public, and it gives them a link that they can click and install the app.
Nice.
Now, there's no releases yet.
But this is, will this work for iOS as well?
It will. Shall.
That's sick. All right, cool.
Now, for iOS, this public, be very aware that Apple has restrictions there, right? You can't just take your app and distribute it to the world.
Right.
Not allowed to do that. You got to put it through the App Store.
Yeah.
But if you're internal in an enterprise, you can do in-house, which allows to distribute to all of your developers in-house.
Okay.
Additionally, if you're a developer like me, you can register up to 1,000 devices that are your test users. So then those apps could still be installed. So there's many ways, even if you're not paying the $300 for Enterprise, that you can do this.
Okay.
But this is nice, especially for Android. You can get it this up and running in seconds, which is cool.
Yeah.
So over in my release pipeline, I'm going to leave the default group over here, just do nothing, good to go. And then there's additional symbol files that you can upload. And what those give you are like additional metadata about your app.
Okay.
So we actually have those inside of here. There's this little manifest XML file. And that's generated part of the drop. So I can just give it this mapping file.
Okay. Sure
that's where it's at. Let's double check this here. Drop. Yep, that's the msim file. And boom, good to go.
Cool.
And literally, I'm done.
Nice.
Like I just distributed it.
That's way more simple than I thought.
Yeah. So let's do it. Let's create a release. Here's my Android. I'm going to say create.
Okay.
Now we have a release. Now, this is going to be queued up. Now, what's cool about this is this can be done on a Windows machine, a Mac machine, a Linux machine. It really doesn't matter.
Sure.
Any of the hosted build agents are there. And this is going to go in. It's going to start the build agent process,
okay,
download the artifacts, and then publish it out to App Center, which is cool. So we can see it's downloading a bunch of stuff. Deploying. This is where I cross my fingers and hope everything I set up inside there was correct.
Yeah.
So we'll wait here for this to deploy.
So it's using App Center to do all the deployment, right? So we have to set up who our distribution group's going to be and all of that stuff. Is there a way well, I guess so the process would be you first go into App Center, you have to set all that stuff up, and then you can use the task.
Yeah, exactly.
From Azure DevOps.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you can think of App Center as your gateway of all of the things after your build that you can do with your app, right?
Yeah.
So you can test it, you can distribute, you can get analytics, you can add in other services like data and authentication into it.
Cool.
And we use App Center as the gateway. A lot of developers may know App Center, that that section of it distribute mm-hmm. as Hockey App,
yeah.
which was a company that was acquired by Microsoft a while ago, and they're part of App Center team and part of this distribute, mm-hmm. which is cool. Mm-hmm. So now when I go to releases, mm-hmm. boom, there it is, just now. Nice. It happened.
Yep.
I can come in, I can look at the releases, I can get a bunch of information about it, how big it is, I could download it mm-hmm. inside of here. But if I go into my groups, and here we can see that no one's installed it yet, I'm the tester, and I have one release available.
Yeah.
So what I can do is, one, if I wanted to, I could just scan this QR code.
Cool.
That's super cool. Mm-hmm. Additionally, on Android, let me go and mirror my Android device here. And this is my own Android device. So if I come in, there's a Hockey app, mm-hmm. so some Hockey App in there. I can go ahead and tap on Hockey App, and I've logged in with my account. Mm-hmm. So now, inside of here, if I go down, here's Hello DevOps for Android.
Yeah.
Right? Now, I can download it.
Cool.
Now, this is really cool. This is the cool part. If I don't have it installed, it'll be a website that's mobile-friendly, mm-hmm. especially for iOS, yeah. and then it'll allow you to download it. So I can hit Install. Now, here, this is the first time it's been installed. So Google's being like, and Android's like, hey, are you sure you want to install this?
Got it. Yep.
Of course. it's kind of like the play protection. I can open it.
Sure.
And now,
dun, 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 there's your app.
There's my app.
Cool.
Super cool, right?
Yeah.
Now, what's nice about this is you can then distribute it maybe to my public testers. Mm-hmm. So if I come in to here, before where I didn't specify any identifier, there's a unique ID for each of these,
okay.
which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
So I could go back and now I could create a public test, I could create an App Store test, I could create a QA test mm-hmm. and distribute it just to this group.
Got it.
Which is really nice.
Yep.
Now what's cool though is you can also come in and I could manually do this too. I could say distribute, create some release notes, and actually say, oh, send this to my public tester.
Got it.
Yep. I like it to be controlled.
It in a pipeline.
I like it in a pipeline. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, if I went into here and I said edit again and I edit that pipeline, mm-hmm. you could then do another one in here. I could do empty, and maybe inside of here I would add that App Center task again. Mm-hmm. But then if I tap on this little light bulb section, I can also say, you know what? There's all these gates and deployment and schedules. I can say, you know what? Someone needs to approve this. That's
sure.
James. Mm-hmm. Don't execute this until I've done it.
Yeah.
Right? Which is pretty cool.
So manual approval gates.
Manual approval gates.
Very nice.
Now I have a finished pipeline mm-hmm. that I want to show you just for time's sake, so I show you iOS and Android.
Okay.
So the finished pipeline looks a little bit like this.
Okay.
I'm still working on it, and we can talk about it too. So here I have Android Dev. Mm-hmm. If I go into here, it's going to look the same.
Yeah.
If I go to my pipeline, Android Public, and what I've done is I've specified that app identifier down here for destination.
Okay, makes sense.
Now I also go back to my pipeline, I have Android App Store.
So now, you can get all the way to the App Store using App Center.
That's correct.
Cool.
So I can show you this. There's a store section mm-hmm. and you can configure it.
Okay.
So here you can go to Play Store mm-hmm. or Intune. Yep. If it's Apple, you go to the App Store or Intune.
Sure.
And there's a bunch of things. It walks you through this documentation, mm-hmm. but you basically get this like security token JSON file. Mm-hmm. You upload that into App Center, and App Center is now a trusted authority. Mm-hmm. And now what I'm able to do is I can connect, and I can say this is com.company, what did I call it? Let me go back into my Android project and into my properties here. You give it the package name,
okay.
so it is going to be assigned, yep. and that will link it to my Google Play account.
Cool.
So I've given, you know, I've given them some money. Mm-hmm. I can go inside of here, and then I can tell it to go to the store. It's basically from here to yep. production, beta, alpha. So you might have a lot of these, alpha, beta, production. You can have this roll out, which is cool.
Very cool.
One thing I do want to point out, though, is inside of this pipeline, mm-hmm. is that I can also do that from a task.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So you have the decision inside of Azure DevOps to use the built-in task from Microsoft to distribute this to mm-hmm. Google Play, or also up into Apple. If I type in Apple, there's Apple App Store here.
So what's the difference between using just going directly to the App Store and then, or going through App Center to do it?
Nothing.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's just, okay, that makes sense.
The nice thing is that I think that the configuration is nicer and cleaner inside of App Center. And then now what I like about that is I'm doing all of my distribution inside of here.
Right.
And I would say the extra bonus part is that if you give App Center so those additional files, the metadata files, what's cool is that anytime your app crashes, it will get additional information about it because you've provided it symbols.
Got it.
I like everything to be there, but if for some reason you didn't have it configured and you just wanted to go straight to the store, you can
do that. All right.
Now, over in my pipelines, I do have iOS and Able. It looks exactly the same. I specify my IPA file, give it release notes, give it groups or store, and then I can give it additional files.
Okay.
Now, one thing is that I can also distribute this out to Google, or not Google, but Apple, via their thing called Test Flight.
Okay.
So I talked about in-house distribution, that anyone can install it, or the 1,000 limit.
Right.
What Apple has is they have something called Test Flight. It's a service inside of the Apple Developer Portal where you create your app, and allows you to create basically a public beta for your app. Yep. Now, what's nice about this is that I think of this as anyone outside my company that wants to test it.
Yeah.
And what's cool is that they just install the Test Flight app. They don't have to worry about certificates. They don't have to worry about anything. It just updates. Mm-hmm. It's sort of my, hey, I'm getting ready to release this before publishing it live. The difference here is regardless if I want to go to Test Flight or if I want to go to the App Store, I can't use my developer certs.
You're right. You mentioned that. So we got to recert everything. Does that mean we have to rebuild everything?
No, you don't.
Oh,
which is
goodness.
Nice. Okay. So what's cool here is that part of this process, I'm going to run this on a Mac host agent.
Okay.
And there is an extension built by Microsoft for that. So if I go into my, let's go into my browse marketplace here. And here I can type in Apple. And here I will see the Apple App Store.
Okay. Yep.
This gives me the ability to send it to Test Flight directly or re-sign my application.
Cool.
So okay. I've done this thing called download secure file. So before we could just sort of take that file in the build, add it in the step.
Yeah.
But here what I've done is I've said, hey, here's some files.
Yeah, go get
They're it. All in the same place actually. And I'm going to tell it to use my personal cert for there and then my production cert. And then what I can do is I can say, hey, find that IPA, find that P12 cert, here's the password for that cert, and then use this mobile provisioning and in use that and re-sign my IPA.
Cool. Okay.
Then I take it and I can distribute it via App Center to the store, to Test Flight, or I can publish it directly from here too. There's that step in there too if you want to.
Right.
And it goes to the same thing and you create a service connection to Apple directly.
Yep.
Up to you. Again, I like to put everything through App Center because I'm always going to do those first few steps, which is distribute to my internal users and even maybe do a public test as well.
Sure. So this makes me really happy because you don't have to rebuild your app. But I have another question that I ran into when I was trying with my baby mobile app that I'm writing. So one of the things that I do is I connect to backend services. So of course on my prod, it's easy enough. I have a URL that I can just go to.
Yep.
But if I'm sending this out to, let's say my alpha testers or something like that, or whatever, my test team, they need to be able to hit my test servers, the backend servers.
Yeah.
How? Is there a configuration file that I do that? Because right now it's hard-coded in my code.
Yeah.
Which means you're laughing at me. So
no, that's true. That's
so clearly this isn't, okay. Do I need to rebuild this multiple times or is there some way that I can swap it these things out using magic or something?
It's a good question. And honestly, it's a problem that everyone has always had in mobile applications forever.
Yeah.
So when you think of a website, I love that there's like a web config file and you can have production versus dev and you can have staging slots and it just kind of knows,
so it's
right?
easy enough for me to like swap in values of where to go.
Yeah, on the web, super easy because your users are pointing to the web server and that file lives on the web server and they can't get to it.
Right.
The problem is people, they have their phone, they can get to it.
Right.
So there are ways of doing like config files that your application looks at. The problem is I go against that is that that file is in your app, in your device.
So hackable.
Kind of hackable. And you don't want just random files with tokens on there. So compiling it into your app is the best way to do it in general. And yes, you have to build your application multiple times.
Okay.
Yeah. So normally what I will have in my full finished pipeline, if I go back over to my pipeline here, is that I will probably build my application maybe in a different mode. So instead of release, I've release QA, release whatever, and that has different configuration in it. Mm-hmm. Now, what's of interest though is anything internally mm-hmm. that I distribute, I will probably only generate like a single APK
yeah.
or a single IPA. And I'll put that in a mode where there might be a splash screen that allows me to configure that.
Because
it's never going to leave internally, right?
Yeah.
So allow me to configure that. And if you do it that way, that means that you can even have your UI tests run, hit different servers if you need it to, because mm-hmm. you can enter those values. So that's the one way I look at it of doing it. So instead of generating a bunch of different builds internally, oh, this one's dev, this one's QA, like just build one and have it configurable in your app, right? Read it from your file and set it inside your code.
Yeah, that's an option.
Yeah.
We've also
built apps where we would host like a JSON file that could be downloaded for dev to swap out keys. Mm-hmm. Again, you'd want to remove that from your final one though.
Sure.
So think of it, here's a dev build, here's a final build that removes all that stuff so my users can't do it.
Okay.
So that's one way of looking at it, but again, you're probably going to have to build twice. So for better or worse, you're going to have to build twice.
Understood. Okay.
There are different cloud providers and even like Azure has some services to do like A/B testing and swap out things, but like you want to be sure that when you ship this app to the store, that is what's in there, and the only way to do that is compile it all up.
Okay.
Because everything's pre-compiled.
Yep. Fair enough.
Yep. That's it. Now you got it on your phone. You got it in the App Store.
This has been super helpful.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Abel, well, thank you so much, and thank you for those tough questions too. Because honestly, even though I giggled, I was like, I've been asked this question so many times, and unfortunately, things have not changed because just the nature of mobile development, unfortunately. Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Well, Abel, thank you for joining me on this journey, and thanks to all of you for tuning in on this great series. I've had a lot of fun.
Yeah, this has been so helpful and informative to me. I really appreciate this.
Oh, awesome, and thanks, everyone, for joining in. Of course, you can learn more about everything in DevOps by going to aka.ms/DevOps for mobile. You'll find all great links there and a bunch of documentation to everything that we've shown you in this series. Of course, hit us up on Twitter if you have any questions at all about anything web, mobile, app center, DevOps, life, playing guitars, whatever you want to do, please just hit us up. And thanks for tuning in.